Okay, welcome to the Daniel Town Planning Commission meeting. This is Wednesday, December 23rd, 2023, 7 PM, Wasatch County Services Building Conference Room. First item on our agenda is public comments. Is there anyone here that would like to make any comments? Okay. Next item on the agenda is public hearing for the awarding conditional use permit for accessory building. Can I get a motion to open the public hearing?
So made.
Okay, you have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Warner, yes.
Fagerty, yes.
Fagerty, yes.
Okay. Chip is not here. Is there anyone here that has any comments, or have you heard any comments? Anything come in the email, Kim?
You have the plans, so.
He's asked for comments.
Not from the public.
No. I didn't get any.
No, okay, that's what I was wondering, is any comments from the public?
Do you have any concerns with regard to any of the plans or any of it?
Nope. Setbacks are all good.
You can show the irrigation line, which is new.
You'll remember there was a conditional use already on that property with the previous owner also. So this one.
It's in the same spot, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's in the other corner.
It's in the other corner.
Yeah, but this will take, we'll avoid the other one.
What was the other conditional use? Just another structure? An accessory building?
She was going to do a dog grooming barn.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, he bought, his son bought Dave's house as well.
So they draw.
Oh, there's Chip, right.
Do you want to complain about it?
I haven't heard anything so far.
That's a bit broke. I don't want to be in private.
You want to get tired of it?
So the only thing they stated was there was a conditional use on the property before for a dog grooming, but obviously, since you guys have purchased it, you're not doing dog grooming or anything.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, so, okay.
I'm glad you're right. I don't have it there for 6 months, so I think.
Okay.
Mark the lot. If there are no comments, did you have any comments?
Well, what you said, so.
There's been no comments.
No public comments, so.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'd make a motion that we close the public comment.
Public hearing?
Public hearing.
I would second that.
Okay. Call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Warner, yes.
Fagerty, yes.
Fagerty, yes.
Okay. We should have put something. I mean, that is the next step. Is to vote on that, whether or not to approve conditional use. So if there's any comments or discussion on that.
Conditional use is approved.
None here. The motion we recommend conditional use.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Warner, yes.
Fagerty, yes.
Fagerty, yes.
Okay, motion passed.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I wish
showed up just in time.
We'll listen to him. Okay, next item on the agenda is business licenses. So we have one new one?
Yes. So it's a cleaning service, but she goes to other people's homes, obviously, and does the cleaning. And she was registered in Heber for 20-plus years, but she moved to Daniel. And if we don't give her a business license, she can't get, proper insurance. So that's why she's asking.
Any complaints or issues?
No. And I called Heber City, and they didn't have any either, so.
Okay. Call for motion?
I'll make a motion that we recommend to council to approve the Made to Sparkle business license.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Wyatt, yes.
Who seconded? Horner, okay.
Horner.
Again, yes, positive review.
Horner, yes.
Banker, yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Motion carries.
Okay.
Item number four, which is the Highway 40 storage building permit. Any questions on that one from anyone?
Any questions? What is different from the last one that we approved?
Nothing. As far as I know, we're still moving forward with the last set. The last thing we got approval on was that single level facility.
Right.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
So nothing's changed.
So I've looked through, and there's like 50 line items of things that need to be addressed from all kinds of plans and plats and all of that. Where do we stand on meeting all of those?
I'm not aware of anything that's happened to that list.
We're working on corrections. So we received all those comments, and we've dispersed them to the different designers, and now we're working on corrections right now. I probably have most of them back right now. Probably 60% of them are.
And just a side note, these gentlemen here with Menlo Construction are general contractors. That would be helpful to answer this kind of question, just so you know who they are.
Just the concept and the
actual.
Okay, so typically we can approve the permit, you know, with condition being finished. And we can do that tonight. The one I may have a question on would be the access from Bill Sweden. What that's designed like, what it looks like, because we have some concerns there. I didn't see anything that looked like it was a.
And that access might go away. We're working with Clint on that, the fire marshal. Because the access was originally required when the building was twice as large, based on the, you know, the fire code. Mm-hmm. Right now, Clint's saying that because it's smaller, a second access is required.
And I don't think we have a problem with access. It was just what the access is going to look like.
Yeah.
So
it was just going to be compacted road base, right? You know, as far as the materials, you mean, what's going to look like?
Well, whether the gate's going to be locked or maybe that would not be used at the.
Oh yeah, we have to definitely put a gate on the little Sweden end. Yeah. So that only the fire department could use it.
Yeah. It would have a lock that only the fire department can use.
So do you have an easement on that end? Is that what you have?
To drive through it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have that. I think it's a, I could be wrong, but from memory, it's like a garage that was constructed right over the middle of it.
Yeah, that's true.
So we talked about maybe if
you know, we had to, per the fire department requirement, just do a road base around it.
Right.
So we'd have to tear it down or anything and work with the neighbors to do it at the window in front of there.
Okay, because there's absolutely nothing on that I could find on the title of that parcel about an easement.
Well, it's an easement on their land.
Right, that's what I'm looking at, is their land.
Yeah, we'll have to have McNeil look into that, the surveyor.
Good.
It's shown on the survey.
So we'll have to be able to see why it's not showing in the recorded document, the title.
Okay.
Tell us about the apartment. How big is it?
The apartment is upstairs. It's about 1,500 square feet, and then the office is downstairs.
It's basically the same dimensions as the office here, just straight up.
About 30 by 50, yeah. And then off to the side, of course, are the three flex space.
So it's 1,500, so it's a few bedrooms, three bedrooms.
Three bedrooms, yeah.
Three and two?
Yeah, a half and a full, I think.
Eric, are there other things aside what's listed on this Ardura that you've got
concerns on? No, my items are included in this report.
Oh, they're part of this.
I got those two Arduras, and they're included.
Okay.
Did you have a copy of those, of the items?
Comments? Wait, so.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Oh, yeah. Like Jesse said, most of them are probably answered. We just haven't given the responses back yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does anyone else have any questions?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it looks like a really lengthy list. I don't know what's typical as we look through these. I don't recall having seen one with this many items called out on it, I guess, in the past. I don't know if others on the planning commission have seen stuff that looks similar to this, or what do we typically
say? It's a longer list than I've seen, but typically for planning, we worry about planning things, not engineering things, and most of those, you know, other than the access.
Eric can take care of.
Engineering will take care of.
Eric.
Yeah, I won't sign until they take care of it.
Yeah, Ryan Taylor.
But if you guys think that you want to see it again, you can continue it.
Yeah.
What about the access? Do you see that, Eric, or do the engineers?
So that's included in this list. It'll be a letter from UDOT that the permit is approved, not just submitted.
And the other access.
The other access?
On Little Sweden.
Yeah, that's an item on here. So that,
okay. All right.
If any of these items aren't doable, they'll come back before you, because that's just how it works. So they'll come back here to work that out with the planning. So if there's something that we can't work through here, it will come back to the planning commission.
And also, if there's something on this list that you don't feel like we can let and bring it up, but
it's just a long list.
It's also typically our lists are for residential structures, and that's probably a reason for some difference there.
So one concern that I have, Gary, is really about the apartment. The whole idea was it was for a caretaker, and 1,500 square feet seemed a whole lot bigger than that. Seemed like a family home.
Well, you could assume that the caretaker has a family.
Has a family and kids.
So I think we had some stipulations in the past that that had to be a caretaker and couldn't be rented out. And so for me, that took care of that concern.
Yeah, I think that is reported against the project.
It was.
That's part of the conditional use.
I'm just looking again, but see if there's anything that's not an engineering type.
Yeah, I went through it, Gary, and I couldn't see anything. My eyes are open too.
I'm the one that made that stipulation in the original. Proposal. Or motion, that had to be a stipulation, just in order to take care of the residential issues. So I'm not way comfortable recommending stuff with a 49 line items of concerns or questions, but if all of that is contingent upon engineering getting everything done, then
we don't need to see it.
Yeah,
right. I mean, all these are like, you know, thrust block detail missing from plans. Do any of us really, you know, are we really qualified to even look at that?
Bridger might be. He's built a house or two.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what a thrust block is, but I couldn't tell you what size it needs to be, how it needs to be installed.
And per plans.
And that's why our engineer's saying they want to save it all heads. But anyway.
I will tell you that Minlove came and met with us last time. We did go through the items. They've been really good to work with as we worked with the last list that we.
Can we make a motion?
Yeah, we're ready.
Are we ready?
Yes.
I'll make the motion that we approve the building permit for Daniels Highway 40 Storage LLC with stipulation that they take care of all 50 items with the engineering.
Do you want to limit that to 50 or all items?
All, thank you, Gary. All
because
items.
Number 50 is other comments.
Yeah. All items that the engineering sees needs to be addressed.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Again, yes.
Warner, yes.
Bangor, yes.
Ben, yes.
We'll be seeing you guys.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Good luck on that homework.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Number five. I'm the elected planning commission chair and co-chair for the next year.
Gary stays in there.
Second.
Second. Are you the assistant?
No.
Yes, he is.
Richard is.
Yeah. No, it's you.
No, we just forgot our new sign.
There was the
I can remake signs.
That, but I don't remember.
Pretty easy.
Vice?
Yeah, I would make a motion that we just remain the same organization as we currently have. Which is Eric is the chair and Eric is the assistant.
Vice chair.
I would second.
Co-chair.
Will Byron Warner just recommend?
They call it co-chair now, not vice chair.
Oh, co-chair.
Wow.
That's a lot more power. You're welcome.
Kind of sounds like a vice to me.
Okay, we have a motion in a second.
They don't do this in California, do they?
Let's vote.
Okay, call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Horner, yes.
Bangor, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Okay, planner report.
You got to that, Bridger.
How do you do that?
Stays quiet.
Remember that next year.
hotels, I guess. Pam's terms were up, but nobody applied any other applications.
Yes.
You're kind of like, arms, and then
you're
I
kind of like,
I
that's weird.
I'm between a rock and a hard place right now.
Yes, we just stuck you back in it.
Okay. Okay, any questions for Eric on the planning?
Any highlights worth discussing?
I don't think so. I think everything's just still moving along.
Still happy.
Yeah, you can see there's a lot going on.
What's an agricultural from a farm?
Yeah,
ag building.
Good question.
Did we get our fees implemented at the council level, or?
Discussion though.
I think what they decided was to get two council members and two council members.
Is coming up. It's pretty expensive. You guys may feel some questions about that. It makes a water purveyor, which is a town, responsible to the last refilling tap. So when we're doing this lead and copper, we'll be testing fuels, pipes going into their house and verifying what they are. The town will have to do that. I mean, there's a big opportunity about here crossing the right line and doing some things. Unfortunately, that's what the EPA is making us do. So it's not just us, it's everybody.
Mine's plastic, so.
Yeah, and the ones that are documented, they said even if they are, you have to have a picture to document what it is.
I just dug it up 2 months ago and buried it.
Did you get a picture?
Did you take a picture?
Did you get a picture?
I'm not digging it up.
Everybody's connected to the system.
That sounds fun.
And we've got to inventory all the lines, and if we work on them, we have to inventory and keep that list up. So that's what the grant's about, is putting all that together for the ongoing report that we have to turn in annually. It is a pain. It's expensive. That door's coming from. So that you'll probably hear a little scuttle going on about that. That people think that we'll be intruding. That's just what we're required to do. And so I guess the option is to disconnect from the water system if you don't want it to come to anybody.
When's that next year?
So it has, the report has to be in by the end of next year.
So sometime next year.
So if something is going out, they
first thing in the morning, and so we did that. So
that's how we do the lead and copper. You just let you, all your pipes are sitting in the morning, you take a test out of your kitchen sink, you send that in, and that's how the water system is created. It's like a but that just ran through all their pipes, not...
Yeah.
I mean, that's where you're picking up the lead, is on the solder, on the copper pipes, or lead pipes, but, I mean, it's, but that's who gets penalized. That's the only way they can enforce it, so, that's a big thing. At least I've had a lot of trainings, and people weren't very happy, but...
Well, yeah.
Yeah. EPA doesn't care. Daniel who?
So who carries out this process? You and others, or just you?
The town council is the ones that are ultimately responsible for that.
Do they hire somebody?
The Deacon's Corps.
That'll go over well.
It's already got lead.
So you don't want to hear that.
So they will hire people out. A lot of them are backing, going with the back trucks, less intrusive, just backing down, finding the line, getting the verification on it. Doing that, so it's a lot less intrusive. It's expensive, though. I mean,
sure.
So that's what we're looking at the grants for, is to try and, along with just with the reporting, is actually doing some of the...
No, that's how we're going to do it.
Quite don't know.
They can look down my manhole and see if the last...
The main line coming in the house and say this is what it is?
There is a section there that will allow a signed declaration from the owner, but they still want to verify it. So I don't know how far they're going to make us go to verify it, but they will accept declarations. There is a provision for that.
I can take a picture of the pipe coming in the house.
They may still want a water sample.
Yeah, I can be in a cup for them.
Does it matter when the house was constructed?
It doesn't matter, and a lot of that has to do, and what pipes there are. Lead, if it dislodges upstream, will reattach into a galvanized pipe, or a copper pipe, it will reattach downstream. And so they're looking at, has there ever been lead on the system? If there is, then everything's subject downstream with metal pipes.
Compress in your fixtures that could. So yeah. I'm guessing they're going to want to test everything.
Yeah. At this initial kickoff, I mean, it's going to be, there's a lot going on, so we'll see how that goes. But you may hear something, just know that it's EPA, it's not us. The last thing we want to do is go dig everybody's yard up.
Well, and the town has gotten at least 4 or 5. Because they have, I think it's 8 people that they are like, oh no, they're certified, that have contacted us to say we can help you with that. So
yeah,
we're gonna stay with Ardura. Because there's lots of people that are already going, oh, some money on that.
In correlation with this, and other cities are doing this, we are not doing this because we don't own irrigation, but the irrigation companies are also backing at the same time and putting meters in because of the grants that they gave all the cities for the new meters on the irrigation have to be put in place. So that's what they're doing in others. In other municipalities, they have the same people doing both jobs. Because we don't have the irrigation lines. That's a private company, not a town company. So. If they're doing both,
if they want to.
Yeah.
But they haven't reached out to them.
I don't know if they've applied for grants or doing. On a lot of these, you'll see on that list that we just got done that we required a letter. And that's Daniel Gage working through them so that whatever they want on this property is being developed, they get. And so that's what that letter does, is that's why we sent them there. So that's have to get has to be done at this point before we issue the building permit. It's a system on the water for backflow. Those items are in this report so that we don't have to go back and address that later.
Sure.
Just get it up front. So I know a lot of people don't think that, you know, irrigation is, you guys don't supply it, you shouldn't be involved in it, but we're changing a development of a piece of property from agricultural to something. Well, that's the time to change it.
Yeah.
I have another engineering question. On the Harrelson property, we have had, this is what, the third set of plans that's gone to our group. How much have we paid them?
So I think Kim had asked that, and I believe it's $5,300 something.
All for all three?
Yeah, that's what, on this project, that's what it's cost. They'll be paying, once they, this, we issue this permit, their bill is about $30,000 for the permit.
We do it to where they have to pay all the engineering or just? In other words, if people come in and they apply for a permit once, but then they change the plans a few times, are they paying for all that, or is the city paying for that?
It depends on how much we go over. So our fees are set up as this much plus cost. So if we go over, we can bill that. But at this point, even as this is probably a worst-case scenario, we'll still be in the black when we get done with this. And it's built that way. We don't really look at individual ones. We take, at the end of the year, we'll take the block and say, are we in the black? Are we in the red? We can't make money off this, but we need to break even. So that's what we look at, and that's where we adjust the fees across the board. We don't single people out or projects. We just, it's across the board. Are we black, residential, commercial? We look at those individually and make sure that our fees from Adura are covered in those fees that are charged. Does that help?
Yeah, I just want to make sure if one entity is racking up all these fees, it's not being paid for by everybody else. I think they should be the ones paying.
Yeah, and so even on every project, we'll have two inspections built into the cost. Some people can get it done in one inspection, and we're ahead. Some people need two. Some people need four. After you've reached two, you pay for those inspections, for the inspector to come back, because that's that we hire him to come.
Okay.
So they end up paying that. That's what the cost comes in. Once that average is passed, then the cost will be attached to it.
Good.
But right now, the town is in the hole until they actually build. Then the town is in the hole.
Okay. So if they were to abandon the project, right?
Yeah, we would be in the hole. I think the drop-off fee is $500 for their plans. I'd be in the hole.
All the engineering money, and then they pay, what, when we approve the plans, or when?
When, at the building permit stage, that's when everything broke out.
So that's pretty soon.
Okay. All right, let's move to item number 8.
Sugar high. Shelly does not like me on a sugar high. Hard enough to handle.
Okay. Set the motion. Minutes.
I make a motion to approve.
Carries. when you need to avoid thinking about Christmas or something.
We also still just have a moratorium on storage.
Where does that come in?
And so we need to decide where we're headed for the moratorium and not a...
As a state, we would do that, so moratoriums, 6 months, they will expire.
So we're close on that anyhow, then.
Well, I thought we put a bunch of new changes in front of the council.
We did, and that's what they just stalled those till after the new council comes in.
So none of those code, none of the code changes went through?
I don't believe so. I don't think we posted anything, have we?
But we did have the changes that dealt with the storage.
Yeah, that we recommended to them, right?
And that was prior to the last list that went through.
Just, I've thought a lot about that. This is a discussion time for a second.
We really shouldn't, but we probably shouldn't, just, but you could maybe post some questions for us for next time.
All right. So why are people buying 5-acre lots in Daniels? We have a whole bunch of contractors that move out here. We have people with various businesses that require property that is not agricultural. And some of the things that we suggest restrict all of that. Tom can't park his gravel truck out behind his house and his 5-acre field, and he can't put this and he can't put that. Part of me wonders if we're not backing ourselves into a hole that way, being really restrictive on what's the definition of storage. I would rather have some operating equipment and trucks parked than weeds.
Okay, that's a discussion we can have.
Yeah.
So others would probably rather see houses than trucks parked, so...
Right, so that's so we reduce our, the increase in density in order to fill those up with something productive, or...
Those are all good questions.
So those are things I think we need to think about.
Let me write it down, we'll get it on the agenda.
That dovetails pretty good into our whole home-based occupation rules there that I know have been a tricky for one to kind of work through.
We can go back a few years and you could look at minutes or listen to recordings. No, not in the 70s.
No, yeah, like, what, 5, 6 years ago?
4 or 5 years ago.
About 4 years ago.
There was a lot of discussion about that, and we ended up deciding not to change it.
Or listen to what the Mattingly's said in our last work discussion, which was on the 18th of October. They had a huge issue with that.
That Gary's referring to, we had a public hearing and we had a lot of business owners there.
Yeah.
And that was...
And no rental residents on the other side of that. So anyway, I've got that down. Put on the agenda for the things that we've got to work on next year. There's some other things too, but we'll do that.
That's why you're in charge.
Thanks, Gary. We love you, Mayor.
Anyway. Call for a motion for the next item on the agenda. Second.
I'll second it. Well, yeah.